A federal judge in Bangor heard arguments today in a lawsuit challenging Maine's ranked choice voting law. The suit was brought by Republican Congressman Bruce Poliquin, the apparent loser of the nation's first ever congressional contest decided by ranked choice voting's runoff method. Poliquin's attorneys are asking the judge to either invalidate that runoff and declare him the winner over Democrat Jared Golden, or to order a new election. Steve Missler reports.
The oral arguments at U.S. District Court were dense, technical, and centered on whether Maine's ranked choice law disenfranchises voters. Poliquin's attorneys say that it does, and they've made an array of claims asserting that the system is unconstitutional. They argue that a system that allows voters to rank candidates in order of preference actually prevents them from voting strategically because they don't know on election day which candidates will advance to the runoff. But Assistant Attorney General Phyllis Gardner, who was representing the Maine Secretary of State in the lawsuit, countered in court that the purpose of ranked choice is not to see whether voters can guess correctly. It's to allow voters to fully express their preferences. Audio recording was not permitted during Wednesday's hearing. But Peter Brand, an attorney for Congressman-elect Jared Golden, said afterwards that Gardner's argument was correct. He says while there is a difference between a ranked choice runoff and a runoff held anew on a different day, neither system infringes on voters' rights.
I thought her response absolutely nailed it. There may be a distinction, but it's not one that matters from the purposes of the Constitution. They're all permitted.
Poliquin's attorneys used an expert witness in hopes of persuading Judge Lance Walker that ranked choice does in fact disenfranchise voters. His name is James Gimple, a professor of government at the University of Maryland. Gimple, who disclosed in court records that he's being paid $300 an hour by Poliquin's legal team, at one point thundered from the witness stand that ranked choice forces voters to cluelessly cast their ballots. It's unclear if his testimony was persuasive. Judge Walker gave both sides a wide berth to make their case and repeatedly overruled objections by Golden's attorneys that Gimple's testimony was wildly speculative, based on neither research nor anecdote. After the hearing, Lee Goodman, Poliquin's lead attorney, would not say if he thought Walker would rule his way.
I believe that Judge Walker heard all sides, is giving all sides a fair hearing, and is trying to do the best he can with some very weighty and difficult legal issues.
Goodman has previously suggested that he'll appeal the decision if Walker rules against him. He steered clear of that promise on Wednesday. Either way, the case could have significant ramifications for Maine's ranked choice voting law. If Walker rules against Poliquin, it could validate a system that national advocates hope to implement in other states. Walker said he expects to make his decision by next week. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.